Home care, this is Sarah. How can I help you?
Hi, Sarah. This is Dr. Lee. How are you today?
Hi. Good, Dr. Lee. How can I assist you?
Good. I'm calling because I want to know, can you please tell me when you all received authorizations from UMPC?
Yes, I sure can. Let's see. I think it was the 3rd, if I'm remembering correctly, but let me...
I believe that is what the conversation you and I had. I think you're correct.
Yeah. February 3rd, yep.
Okay. So the problem is that one of the caregivers is missing some hours on the 3rd because she was no longer with the previous agent as of midnight, but she actually worked till 6 a.m. on the 3rd.
Who is this for?
Ms. Davis.
Ms. Davis. Okay. And she, let me just pull this up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, I see what happened. Stopped at midnight. Okay, so I'm going to send this over to the case coordinator. It really is, I just need to check HR and make sure she was she was compliant on that date. So let me actually pull that. Leia.
I know Ruth told me that she was going to backdate it for her, but the time she said she received that it wasn't on there.
Okay, let me see. Okay. All right, hold on 1 second. All right, Dr. Lee, so the higher date we have on record, because we can't put her in the system until she's fully compliant, she wasn't fully compliant until the 5th. So we technically are not able to pay her, but I am going to send over these details all to the administrator. He's the only one who would be able to override that. So, and I'm going to give him your contact info to reach out to you when it's resolved, okay?
Okay, I really appreciate that.
All right.
And I guess the next question I have for you is pertaining to confidentiality. I noticed on the timesheet that I was getting ready to sign for Ms. Jackson, it's asking for my Medicaid number.
Your Medicaid ID,
Why is that on their timesheet?
It's on the timesheets because those timesheets go to your insurance company for verification of time service. So all the patient information needs to be on there, your name, your address, and your Medicaid ID.
Okay, because my ID under UMPC is not the same as my Medicaid.
No, it's different. Yeah, it's different. The coordinator should have sent them that information.
So that's something that I need to put on their timesheets? I guess I've never seen that before.
Yeah, you can, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, I can discuss that with my administrator as well and see what we can do as an alternative, okay?
Yeah, I really appreciate that too.
Okay,
we'll
do.
I'm like not accusing them of anything.
I understand. I get it. So I will let them know everything that we just discussed, and you can expect a call back from Yona is his name.
What's his name?
Yona.
Yona. Okay. Thank you again, Sarah. Have a good day.
You too, Dr. Lee. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.